Good evening. It is September the 18th, Tuesday, 6:13 p.m., and this is the regular meeting of the Kenya TOISD Board of Trustees. Tony, would you please call roll?
Mrs. Cousins?
Here.
Mr. Cardado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Stubbs?
Here. And that takes us to the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Guzman, would you like to tell us, lead us in the pledge this evening?
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas. One state, under God, one and indivisible. Thank you very much. And Mr. Rodriguez, would you like to read the mission statement?
Yes. Thank you for offering and start off. Our mission statement for the Canotillo Independent School District is that we will provide a quality education to assure that all students graduate on time, are prepared for higher education, or are workforce ready.
Thank you very much. And Tony, that would lead us to number two.
Superintendent's comments, Dr. Martin.
President Searles, board members, those in attendance, welcome to our regular board meeting. We appreciate everyone and their efforts. Two items. It is homecoming week for Kenya TO High School. Gets fully underway tomorrow with our parade and the bonfire. Followed by Friday's pep rally with the students, and then, of course, our football game Friday night. There's also a dance Saturday. So, you know, bless the high school administration. They're very busy over the next 5 days. We do have a float. The board does have a float in the parade, and we'll gather at 5 o'clock down there on that road leading up to Kenya TO. That's Kenya TO Drive, or Kenya TO Street, leading up to Kenya TO Elementary. What? Avenue. Kenya TO Avenue. Parade leaves promptly at 5:30, so be there. And we'll roll on that with the bonfire afterwards, and we look forward to all the festivities. Also, note that we will have a press box open the evening of the game. Go Eagles. I want to thank you personally for letting me attend the Texas Association of Community Schools Conference last week. It was an eye-opener. I went simply out of obligation, and it turned out to be extremely informing and really good conference. I am the Region 19 rep of that organization, and had a very nice time, even more so than I thought I was. I ran into Armando while I was there, and we were able to hang out a little bit, so he was there in business as well. So thank you for that. We look forward here in a minute to honoring our Davenport elementary school people, and we appreciate all their attendance here as well, and they're doing a great job, and look forward to honoring them.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy. And I hope everybody will be able to be there tomorrow to ride on the float and throw the candy.
Yes, ma'am. And we need to work on the logistics of how we pick up the float and all that, and you'll help me with that.
Yes, sir. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you. Tony, that would take us to board honors.
Item 3, board honors, Mr.
Bevis. President Searles, to the board, Dr. Murphy, could you please join me down here in the steps? School year is just 1 month old, and already the athletes are starting to pour in this time around to Siena Davenport Elementary School that is making Canotillo proud. Davenport this month received notice that for the second year in a row, it has been designated as a National Center for Educational Achievement Higher Performing School. Schools that are labeled as higher performing schools meet one or both of two factors.
They have above predicted growth in student performance based on the value added analysis of test scores, or they have a higher than predicted percentage of continuously enrolled students scoring at a commended level in the state test. Davenport was recognized for their growth in test scores. It should be noted that the National Center for Educational Achievement is recognizing Davenport for being the type of school that changes lives. They note that Davenport has a large number of students coming from families with low incomes. Education is a gateway to success, and few places can make a difference to the quality of education the way the Camotillo schools can. This award is a testament to the quality of student we have in our schools and the commitment of educators and the commitment that educators give day in and day out on behalf of our children. Your principal, Martha Strobeck, and any other student, teacher, and faculty member from Davenport Elementary School, please come up and greet the board.
I will say what I always say. This is not my doing, it's my teachers, my students, and the support of the parents. So the applause goes to them.
Take us now to Mr. Coronado and number four.
Item 4A, discussion of possible direction to administration regarding CW local naming facilities related to beginning the process to name the new pre-K-8 campus. Mr. Coronado.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is, you know, we're getting to everybody's favorite thing to do, right? But we actually should have done this a little bit sooner, but I think it's time that the board go ahead and exercise its responsibility. Mm-hmm. We have a new school that we've contracted for the design, and according to our policy, we need to name the school. And so I'm asking that we set a meeting date. We publicize it to make sure that and I think we ought to receive nominations from now throughout the time we have the meeting. And at the time of the meeting, we can also receive nominations for the naming of our facility. And we ought to probably set some time in February, at least give like, I don't know, at least 20 to 30 days, to schedule a special board meeting to take this up. I don't know if the board would like that we do it at the monthly board meeting, but maybe we ought to just do it at a special board meeting either the week before in October.
Through the chair?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Coronado called me about this, and Sergio, thank you. First of all, I do want to make a note, you did amend your own policy, and we are within policy. We took away the timeline requirements, and so we just need to name it at a juncture that the board agrees upon. So, but I do agree, it's a great thing to do, we need to get on it. And I do want to point out that we are having our community forums, our roadshow, regarding the update and progress of DC 2011 bond. We have five dates, October 17th, 18th, 24th, 25th, and 29th, where we will be in various community areas and inside our district. And what we were thinking is that we could not only take nominations online and set up a forum right now on Facebook where we could go ahead and start garnering and gathering, but that we also could use our roadshows to also gather information, which would take us to the end of October and then maybe have a meeting like the first week of November or something like that. I do agree with Sergio, it's something we need to do and we need to get on it, and we think that the roadshow would be a really good opportunity to see as many community members as we could.
Does the board agree with that?
Yeah, I would say, if I might, Madam
Chair,
that we look at that, but that we direct them, if it's going to be to the website, that they give a formal recommendation through whatever, if we have an application to the setting or something.
Create a form and they have to fill it out.
Yeah, and then they could, you know, talk about why naming and stuff.
Okay.
I would agree to that also. Does everybody else? Mm-hmm. And do we want to make it even broader that, you know, I don't know, at a PTA meeting, you know, something, hand out forms to the children at school or have a naming contest from the other school? I mean, how broad do we want to make it?
I think the more broad that we make it, the more miscommunication, and I'd rather it just be communicated. In other words, this is a process, you know, communicate to the PTA, but saying, this is a process, if you all feel or want to give a name, then that's where you would go to that process, but not
okay.
Not making it, you know, too extreme, because we did that a couple of years ago. We had a committee for a committee for another committee, and then it just...
That worked out good, huh?
And so that's why we'll just get the applications, and then I would say that we get them before our board meeting.
Oh, definitely.
And then we could have that discussion, and we could have public comment at that point, and then... make that decision there.
And I would think that possibly, Dr. Murphy, you could have it written in the newspaper and in the Courier that we would be accepted.
We certainly could get something in the Courier and in our Facebook and our website. And
okay.
Then through the road shows and then...
maybe on the marquees?
Yeah, something like that. And then we could create a forum. We could use the whole month of October to gather, and then it would be... Sergio, I don't...
Last
it would be a November activity,
okay,
as far as finally naming instead of in October.
Is that fine with the board? We look at this
that's
in November?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
I would suggest that we probably schedule a meeting to, you know, formally accept, close out and just make a decision on the naming. I would say like on the 30th of October, that's a Tuesday. I think that's sufficient time.
So
yeah.
That we close off all the community nominations at that point, and then in November we take it to the board?
I would say just
make the decision.
You want to make the decision the night before 30th. Halloween?
Night before Halloween's just really not...
Well, it's a Tuesday. What else?
Could be scary.
Unless we do it the Monday.
The last road show is Monday night the 29th. That's our last road show.
You have to remember the next week is Election Day.
Yes.
We could do it on the 30th.
Yeah, so before the election?
The following week's going to be bad. So I think... The 30th should be our meeting to name it. If we want to have a meeting before that to discuss them, I don't think there needs to be a discussion. We just need to make a cutoff date for nominations, and if anybody wants to submit any more at the meeting, they can. We discuss the nominations and vote on it right then and there. I mean, I don't see belaboring the point. We need to speak to get this done.
I know that I'm going to need more time than just one meeting to decide what the name of our finest school is going to be.
Our newest.
Yeah, our newest.
Newest finest school.
Mm-hmm. We could do that 2 weeks before that then.
And we do the 23rd and the 30th.
But we can't have all their...
Well, I'll tell you what. We could reconfigure our road shows. The 29th we could move. So you can have the meeting on Monday the 29th. You tell me when your drop dead day is and we'll push up the road shows. But the problem is that we can't start the road shows until the 13th when we go on our tour. We want to do the tour with the board and then transition into the road shows after that. So that's why we need those 2 weeks between the week of the 15th and the week of the 22nd to get around to the community.
And what's your last road show date?
Well, it was the 29th, but if you want to get it away from your meeting away from Halloween, you could do your meeting on Monday night the 29th, and we could be done by Friday the 26th.
That would be more appropriate.
Okay. Monday the 29th. Then we'll just schedule from there. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Gonzalez, are you?
Name yeah, the 29th.
Okay. If you stop, we'll need to rearrange.
And I think that probably somewhere you need to post our policy because it states here, you know, so people don't need to turn in stuff that isn't going to be applicable. You know, you don't need to name it the Mickey Mouse School or, you know, it tells you exactly here what the guidelines are. And I think that this should be posted along with the form.
I also, if I may, I have a couple other thoughts about this, Sergio, if you don't mind if I share. I've seen this done in other districts where board members start with some nominations mm-hmm. of names that then the community sees and they can either circle that they like that or give an additional name. That is something that I've seen before.
Doc, can you submit those in our Friday packet? Like each week, give us an update, and then that way we
what's
could...
What's coming on the news? Sure. The other thing that I've seen is, you know, there's always a big question is if you're going to name it after a person or if you're going to name it after a geography, like Desert Wind or something like that. Okay.
Yeah, it says, I don't think it's going to be named after somebody.
Well, it can. It doesn't say it's... it just says name... Or rename a facility. It says May, so you can really do anything.
But what I've seen, and this was in Houston, was they asked individuals to submit. They wanted to nominate to submit either both a person and a geography name. So you know, Abraham Lincoln School or Desert Wind. Mm-hmm. So then you get these lists of geographies and you get these lists of persons and that helps the board being able to go to both. So I've seen both of those options. Then I've also seen it like when they renamed Armendariz, Cordova School Armendariz, they just took open nominations.
I do like your thought on maybe the board coming up with some recommendations that can be put to the public as well as, because I mean, we've been sitting here, we've all got a thought about what we'd like or what we wouldn't like, what we would consider. I very much like your idea that maybe we could come up with some names possibly at the next facilities committee meeting, that the board could have that on their agenda, that we'd come up with some for ourselves. That sound fine, Mr. Rodriguez?
Or should we have the application deadline before my facilities and then we could recommend?
No, because then that takes away from the heart of that we want our names to go out to the public as well, that they can say, you know, oh yeah, maybe that's a good one, or are we sure?
Yeah, they can like circle, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Do you like one of these? They can circle or give another.
How about we just put them on the website, the name?
Yeah, well, then we would.
And then, I mean, that communicates to everybody what.
But we need to come up with names for us at some kind of a meeting, is what I'm saying.
Okay, we could do it at the facility.
Okay.
I mean, I'd rather it come from the community instead of us making names, but we could do that. I mean, if anybody
I think
Phil
we all would
to,
too, yeah. But we are the community.
Okay.
You know, we're part of it. We all pay taxes too. I think that would be a good thing to do.
Okay. So we could start the process. When is Armando's meeting, Ms.
Currently October 4th.
So October 4th could be the opening of it, opening with your meeting. You know, that's the kickoff, and then we close it on the 29th. So it'd be open the entire month of October with all those roadshow meetings in between.
Sounds good.
Okay. And so come
Thank
on
you,
the
Mr.
come to Mr. Rodriguez's meeting with some ideas of your own regarding the names.
Okay. Everybody feel good?
Yeah.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Coronado, for bringing this to our attention.
So, Gustavo, a kickoff on October 4th. We'll do a big old thing on it. Okay.
Don't get the media at my meeting, please. I'll just start.
And Tony, could you take us to our open forum, please?
Yes, item 5 is open forum, and we don't have anyone signed up to speak this evening.
I may not be here. Let me make sure he's in the room.
Thank you. There, Dr. Murphy, I may have a problem with scheduling for October. I believe I'm going to be out of town the first week, and the second week I have the Central Appraisal District Board meeting, so maybe we can...
Do Wednesday.
Do Wednesday instead.
The second week? Mm-hmm. Wednesday of the second week, which
is... No, Wednesday of the first
no,
week.
No, the first week I'm gone.
The whole first week? Because I'm gone the whole second week.
Well, we'll work on
okay, something. We need to talk then.
Yeah.
Okay, we will. Thank you. And nobody wants to be at open forum? Okay. Tony, that'll take us to the consent agenda.
Item 6 is the consent agenda, and administration recommends approval as presented, with the exception of item 6A for meeting minutes. And we do have a correction to item G for the HIV/AIDS awareness curriculum program that should be grades 8 through 12.
Do any board members want to remove any of these from the consent agenda to discuss further?
Madam Chair, motion to approve consent agenda.
I'll second.
I'd like to take C off and D. And with that, Tony?
Ma'am?
Yes, you want one?
W.
Okay. So C, D, and W will be removed. So we'll take everything but C, D, and W for vote, Tony, please.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
I'll take us to item C, acceptance of donations.
And I'd just like to make a comment. These are some of the most awesome donations I have ever seen in all my time being in this district. And Tony, I would very much like to make sure that all these people got thank yous from whoever received the donation. I mean, they're just incredible things up here that we are being, you know, having donated to us. And I want to make sure that, you know, we respond appropriately with good courtesy, with a nice thank you to them.
It's a lot of our local community.
Yeah, it's just wonderful.
From the board? Thank
sure.
You?
Mm-hmm. Okay. From the board, sure.
Good to see we have a Starbucks that is in Canutio and is giving
it's
back
awesome.
To Canutio.
I can't
and is ran
it.
By somebody from Canutio.
Oh, great.
I believe he actually graduated with me, right? 2002.
Yeah, I've already gone through there a bunch myself. It's wonderful. And D? Yes,
I'll
move
second.
To approve item C, acceptance of donations, and Mr. Rodriguez will second it.
Mrs.
Cousins?
Yes. Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes.
Item D, budget amendments.
All I'd like to do is make sure everybody notes that this is, these are our board goals and these budget amendments part of them, that we've got the extra money for the field trips for our campuses. We've got the cool bus, the big bus, and the marquee. So this is, these are our goals, funding, and I just wanted to, you know, make sure everybody had noticed that and see that what we asked for is actually getting some dollar signs to it, and that's really nice. So I move to accept our budget amendments under 60.
I'll second that.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
And item W, inter-district student tuition waivers.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes. Just a clarification. This is the updated list of
yes.
discussion on the...
And the only thing is, I think, I'm not sure if I got the one that we added that we have the date entered.
I'm sorry?
I'm not sure if you have the one that has the date entered.
Okay.
Under, it says ID, name, grade, teacher, room, and then date
yes,
entered.
Sure.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
I'll second that.
Motion made and seconded to approve our inter-district student tuition waivers. Thank you.
Mrs. Cousins?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Strauss?
Yes.
Item 7 is executive session, and the time is now 6:40 p.m., and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code, Sections 551074 and 551072 for discussion and meeting with superintendent regarding evaluation summary and contract clarification, discussion regarding the potential acquisition of real estate, and discussion regarding employment of staff auditor.
And present as we depart for executive, I want to thank Ms. Lavis and Mr. Escobedo for all their work with the SHAC. He has approved their program tonight. They're here tonight. Thank you for your attendance.
Thank you very much.